Joseph Tagabon was always a healthy, active kid. He plays basketball and gets good grades in school. So when he noticed his gum swelling up right before Christmas, his family wasn't too worried.
He's really like a good boy. He's very respectful, very well-mannered, and such a strong kid.
You know, hard-working kid. Normally he goes fishing, gill netting with me in the summers.
That's his mom and dad, G and Eddie Tagabon. But x-rays at his local dentist office showed something wrong. They flew to Juneau to see an oral surgeon who found infection. It took 18 days for pathology results because of the holidays, which showed Ewing sarcoma, a rare but often curable cancer. That meant a trip to Seattle Children's Hospital for more tests. They learned it was really a rare form of leukemia, or cancer of the blood.
It is a kind, like, it's very aggressive, so they won't let us, like, leave the hospital.
G is speaking from Seattle, inside her son's hospital room. She and her husband sleep in a nearby hotel, but spend most of their time with their son. He's since been diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, also known as AML. Joseph says it's been an ordeal.
It's much harder than it looks.
Joseph is like other Alaskan kids. He grew up occasionally seeing commercials on TV of children with cancer who lost their hair. He knew cancer was awful, but he didn't know how much until now.
Taking the amount of medication, and it really drains your energy and spirit. And I mean, it's really hard compared to like what you'd think it would be.
Get Well Soon cards and banners cover his walls, and gifts like Lego kits from friends are displayed nearby. It helps get him through the rough times, like the rashes, fevers, nausea, lumbar punctures, and bone marrow tests.
Especially the pain, like extreme pain, it skyrockets sometimes, and I just feel that it gets unbearable sometimes.
His parents put him in a clinical study for children, which is trying to prevent reoccurrence of the cancer. The study allows him to receive a new drug that pinpoints a specific gene mutation. G says the side effects from the treatments have been hard to bear.
It's so hard to watch your child with his age. He's too young to go through this.
You know, the last bout of pain he had, in the middle of the night, it was terrible. Just seeing the pain in his face and, you're helpless. You're trying to hold him. And
the parents are doing what they can. When their son's hair started falling out, Eddie shaved his own head in solidarity. About a half dozen of Joseph's friends followed suit.
They FaceTime on the phone and watched each other shave their heads, so, which was really cool. Those are some special buddies he has.
Overall, Joseph's attitude has been positive and strong. Strong enough to earn him the title back home, Joseph Strong. It's a logo you see on posters in shop windows and on T-shirts.
These postcards, too. It's always saying, you know, get well soon. You know, my mom even calls me a celebrity sometimes. So, yeah, it's a little overwhelming.
The family finds strength through prayer, their tight-knit Filipino family, and support from their hometown in Alaska. Petersburg residents have helped raise close to $100,000 through events and soliciting donations. The elementary kids even had a bubblegum day where sales went to the family. G says Joseph's medical journey has brought people together who would ordinarily be divided by politics or isolated by the pandemic.
It's not about just us. We're fighting together for this. Everybody's helping us. You know, we're taking this in a positive way. It brings community together.
It's uncertain whether the cancer will go away forever, but the family hopes for the best. There are several more rounds of chemo left, which will last more than a month. Joseph is able to walk the hallways when he's feeling good. He says what he wants to do the most when he gets out is to hug his friends back home. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.